Dr. Olayinka Rashid Olayuese, Omo Olayuese, the founder of the Omo Olayuese Foundation, is a distinguished Nigerian with an outstanding passion for charity and philanthropism. The physician-scientist, entrepreneur, and advocate for good governance is the medical director of global safety at Takeda Pharmaceutical Inc., a global research and development-driven company based in Boston, USA. He co-founded Biogreen Energy Solutions, CS Farms and Panatlantic Healthcare Corp., which focuses on the transformation of the energy, agricultural and healthcare industries in Nigeria and Africa. The Omo Olayuese Foundation is a result of Dr. Olayuese's passion for humanitarian services to people within the Southwest geopolitical zone, in order to give them a sense of belonging in society. In Lagos, the foundation has engaged in free medical health outreach that benefited over 2,000 people. In Badagry, they have built boreholes and renovated some public toilets. At Ikorodu, during the occasion of the Oga Day celebration, a free medical outreach was conducted. At Ikeja, they visited some special homes, constructed public toilets, and built boreholes, and in Lagos Central, embarked on visitations to special homes. Some other humanitarian endeavors include grants to widows, soft loans to petty traders, sponsoring community match activities, and scholarships to exceptionally brilliant secondary school students, among others. It is worth noting that the Omo Olayuese Foundation also sponsored community students in Alamosho to the 2022 maiden edition of the Alamosho Tomorrow Leaders Conference and has also pledged to also sponsor community students to the year 2023 edition of the Alamosho Tomorrow Leaders Conference. In a media chat, Omo Olayuese stated that although he lives outside Nigeria, giving back to Nigerian society is topmost to him, adding that corporate bodies and individuals should do well to give back to society. Dr. Olayinka Rashid Olayuese, philanthropist par excellence, in his words, there is never enough good. In Africa, we are not doing too badly but our best is still not enough. Corporate bodies like Mountain, Glow, and First Bank are doing their best but sometimes, it seems like they are not. So we need more entities to join hands for the good of all mankind. There is a need to have more government-corporate collaboration. Some of the implementations and the mode by which these monies or gifts are being distributed to people have to be thoroughly followed and investigated. He then acknowledged that the much-talked-about girl-child education is essential, being a father to three daughters, stating that every child, irrespective of their gender, needs equal human rights. When you train a girl-child, you have trained a nation. You can't exhaust what comes from educating a girl-child. There is no culture or society that is totally wrong and the ones that make sense, let's use it. We should be able to provide food, school fees and every basic need for these kids, he added. Dr. Olayinka Olayuese and Mrs. Bernice Olayuese Omo Olayuese then admitted to getting lots of support from his family members, but especially from his wife Mrs. Bernice Abambola Olayuese, whom he said supports him fully in everything he does. Bernice Abambola Olayuese, the amiable wife of Omo Olayuese, is a certified public accountant, entrepreneur, and tax solutions advocate, who represents troubled taxpayers in the U.S. by resolving complex tax issues. She is the founder of Bernice Hassan & Associates, CPA, and for over a decade, her firm has served as a solution outlet for individuals and small businesses with IRS tax problems.